The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. You have joined us many times in the past, I hope, and maybe in the future as well. But we've got a healthy show for you, really a healthy show for you. So scoot your chair up a little closer or tighten those earplugs in the side of your head and listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health. Therapies. 40 years is conservative. Actually, it's a lot more. And also the proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Amazing products, amazing formulations, amazing organically produced, such a variety of every kind of wonderful thing, terrific prices and terrific compounds you can't even get elsewhere, a host of products. And also, oh, right under the same beautiful roof, we have the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And we are a broad spectrum broth. Huge. The word broth covers a lot of territory.
We're not talking old sloppy soup here. We're talking major broth.
Major broth, brew. All kinds of wonderful, magnificent dishes. And whatever, we never impose a choice. We, in this sense, in the sense if you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you're not vegan, if you love the organic chicken, the organic meats, wild fish, organic eggs, whatever your choice is. Our daughter is vegan. She loves to come here and get all the vegan choices that she gets so healthfully and wonderfully. But it's organic, and we have a loving commitment on a daily basis with all the local Maui organic farmers bringing in the beautiful produce and everything, which is what we use there at Alive and Well. And the Vortex Power. Talk about the Vortex.
The Vortex Power.
Talk about the Vortex.
We got a Vortex.
You got to give me some Vortex here.
We got, I'm all twisted up here talking about the
this
Vortex.
This is the very core of the being. It's the Vortex. All right? Say a little about it.
Water.
Otherwise, I'm talking the whole time.
You're doing a very good
Thank
talk.
You very much.
Okay.
I didn't learn to talk after all the years we've been married. Get real.
I know
Go
that.
Go ahead.
I know that talk.
I learned it.
I know the
Day
talk.
Day two.
The talk. All the years of being married.
That's right.
I
Women
know the,
love
I
to
know
talk.
The talk.
But men should learn to listen. But that's another station and another show. So now go ahead and talk about Vortex.
It's forced education. You're forced to listen to the continued talk.
You twist
talk.
A toe, you twist a finger, you twist a nose, twist an ear, right?
This is an example of what I live with,
Pinch.
24 hours a day, folks.
All right, this is another one. Gary doesn't want to do that kind of show. That's not in his mastery.
Well, Gary does give me marriage tips between commercials.
That's right. Okay. But he also turns off your mic, which is about to happen.
But
now go talk.
But when you're blathering on, he's talking on the side to me about gotta put
Thanks,
up with it.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay.
Turn off the mic once in a while, Gary. Okay.
Anyhow, folks, if you want rejuvenation, you're gonna drink Vortex water. Vortex from Alive and Well. It is a standard recreation, if you will, of wild water. Can you imagine wild canoeing down a rampaging stream in the mountains, water splashing all over the place, hitting the rocks and hitting you and all the way down to a waterfall? That is vibrant, live water because all the molecules are dancing all over the place. But when you get processed water, when you get water that's been sitting forever in tanks or whatever, all the vitality of water is lost. but by vortexing the water, which this appliance does in the store. You can bring your glass bottles in. Prefer glass to plastic because plastic does have, unfortunately, plastic particles end up in water. But if you have a plastic container that is particle secure, that would be fine. But the vortex water gives that activity, transfers that activity to you, your cells, and the waters and blood and all the activity within the cells itself. It activates your cells to vibrant and alive, just like, well, comparatively, with a mountain stream.
That's right. And you know, even as far back, and this is a proven fact, as far back as 1938, the famous Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, no disease can exist, not even cancer. They're talking about, and this is an oxygen, really high oxygenated water. This is the way it strengthens our immune system, okay? Maximized oxygen, energizing. It has a structure to the water. Detoxification, okay. And waste products are eliminated, much more cell availability, energy. Oh, my gosh. It's all kinds of wonderful things. And even plants really love it, you know? And we see a difference always in the plants. But this plant loves it, too.
And your blood loves it.
Always.
And the intercellular fluids love it.
That's right. And that's what we use in the broth cafe. And it's also available for you to fill your jugs and everything else in your glass bottle and everything. But also, that is the only water that is used in all food preparation, in the broth, et cetera, and so forth. And that is what's served to people as they're sitting at the beautiful, air-conditioned, lovely marble area. They're sitting there with their lovely chairs and having their food and whatever they want there.
And when you're coming in to have a personal one-on-one consultation with Mona or with me, we offer you a free glass of Vortex water. Very refreshing. It really hits the spot.
It's really terrific, all wonderful things. You know, let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medication or take them off medication. Doctor's area. But we're strictly nutritional educators. We love to share what holistic doctors, holistically minded medical doctors, etc., have learned about nutrition from clinical trials, major clinical trials. And they share this, and we share it with you in a beautiful, I know every day I get, as recently as yesterday, lady saying, I love this area. She had a consult there, and there's never a charge. You know, we make no claims, but we love to share one-on-one. It's great if you call the 877-4950, set up a time so that we're not with somebody else. But yes. It was so great. She said, it's so comfortable. It's so beautiful. I love this area. And people say that all the time.
And people oftentimes sit there to eat, and we have to chase them away. So send them back to the broth right, so that we can conduct a consultation.
And you know, again, testimonials. We do not make claims, but we share information. And when people choose to use the marvelous products to act on that wonderful information, which is supposed to be a liberty that everybody has, and they share their talk with us, well, you know, this wonderful lady, she was in her late 40s, and she said, come here and look at this. She said the collagen from Alive and Well, and we had many choices, all kinds, of course, organically raised, and or could be vegetarian, vegan, and we have every kind. She said it thickened and restored her hair and roots. She said, look. She said, I had been losing this. Look at here. I'm not an expert at looking at roots or remembering how they looked at one point. She says, it's all thick now. My hair came back with the wonderful collagen I got from Alive and Well. She said, also, her joints were much more flexible. She had a flexibility that she didn't have before.
Beautiful.
So, and there are a lot of great wild and organic choices. Whatever your choice is, again, whether it's vegan, vegetarian, animal, it's you want to have it across the boards organically raised, okay? And I was there, and then both you and I were called over by this. He's a great guy. And he says, come here. He was filling up the vortex bottle. He said, I have to tell you this. It's terrific. I said, okay. Dan, we both came over. And this fabulous guy said pain power was his miracle for pain. Mm-hmm. He says he sends He's a business person here at Maui. He sends so many people that he meets who come in and speak about their pain, etc. He says he sends so many people in to get pain power, and all reported phenomenal results. He says they pour in and talk about how great. You want to mention about what pain power is? Why?
Well, I'm amazed at pain power myself, because I had no idea it would be as effective as it is. When I consulted with biochemists and nutrition experts about how to create a new product that could be taken orally, that is convenient to carry in your pocket if you want to take it at home or wherever you are, I had no idea that the power of it would be so complete. I knew that curcumin was very good as an anti-inflammatory, and I knew that excessive inflammation is the source of all disease and pain and degeneration of joints. But I didn't know that curcumin was as effective as it is. I didn't know that adding other nutrients to the formula that these experts did would make it even more effective than curcumin itself.
The bioperine extract, that wonderful extract, and the systemic enzymes that eat up inflammation, and the old Boswellia. Okay, go ahead, sweetheart.
It has the Boswellia. They added the Boswellia. They added natokinase and serratiopeptidase and amla and other enzymes, all of which support the incredible activity, the innate, incredible gift of anti-inflammatory action of curcumin. And if you've heard me say once, I've said it a million times, unfortunately, it becomes a little bit common. But inflammation is the source of all disease, according to all medical science.
That's right.
Inflammation destroys, burns up, neutralizes the natural enzymatic function of every cell in your body. And that has amplification. The amplified, that has many results with joint pain, with flesh pain, muscle pain, but also I've come to find out with the most recent publications of curcumin that are put out by the science community, that pain power, the components of pain power are very effective in relieving stress and inflammation of the brain,
right,
and any kind of brain degeneration. It restores neurotransmitter activity in the brain. It helps to clear out the plaquish formations that are attributed to the causation of Alzheimer's and other mental, emotional, central nervous system conditions. It's beyond my ability to properly describe how effective pain power can be, because, and as Mona brought up a moment ago, there are so many manifestations, so many testimonials from variety of physical and emotional complaints that people say they no longer have because they've taken the pain power.
Right. And it has a special way, and it's all 100% natural from plants, no synthetic, no chemical.
No.
And no allergen is in it. That's really important for seriously allergic people like myself, you know, since I was a kid. No allergen whatsoever, no animals, no allergens. It's absolutely phenomenal. And it's also that wonderful whey extract that causes the curcumin to be what actually has been written up medically 1,000% or more better absorbed and more effective.
Right.
And all of that put together without any, no downside whatsoever. And what I love is that people report it works very quickly. Very quickly.
For a variety of different conditions.
Right, that's right.
Not only are my knees better, they say, but I can think clearer.
That's right.
And my digestion system seems to be not as troublesome. And a host of testimonials,
right,
which seem to have no connection whatsoever, but they do, because they're all caused by dysfunction of whatever particular part of your body due to a chronic inflammatory state, which, by the way, is nurtured and fed and promoted by sugars and carbohydrates.
That's right, which are inflammatory substances.
That's right.
And they're also, I always call it like Edgar Allan Poe wrote his book, his story, A Mask of the Red Death, talking about the bubonic plague and how it masquerades and people don't recognize it so often. But I wrote a whole thing when I was doing in my writing years, and that was The Mask of the White Death. Sugar parades as other elements. It's the carbohydrates, the grains, certain things. There's a whole host of them, and sugar's parading in it, and it converts, and the main food that feeds cancer cells. Doctors have attested to that as far back as when we opened our first
cancer
health food store.
Cancer can't live without
cancer,
sugar.
Viruses, fungi, bacteria, you name it. Mm-hmm. That's their main food, is the sugar, and the foods that convert to sugar very quickly feed that while paralyzing your body's natural killer cells. We've known that a long time, too. Okay? You don't want your army paralyzed, and you don't want to feed the enemy.
Was it Sugar Blues, the book?
William Duffy.
William Duffy, Sugar
William
Blues.
William Duffy.
In 1969,
did
it was published.
Oh, my
How
goodness.
How do I remember that?
Yeah.
Because you were pregnant with Rachel.
Oh.
When we opened our first store in 1969.
Yeah, you remember all of that.
And along with that, along with Rachel, came the book Sugar Blues.
Sugar Blues.
Which really laid it all out.
Terrific. And
it's
that
was just as valid today as it was in 53 years ago.
And when she was a month or 2 months old was when the top doctors came out with big news that I've reported before, I know, but it goes along with what you say. And they had done zillion clinical trials. They said this is the most important news there is, that cancer, along with the other, but they were focusing on cancer, has only one food that feeds it, and that is sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, and all the foods that convert to sugar within 10 minutes, the cells are ravaging, the cancer cells are ravaging, but your army, your natural killer cells, are paralyzed.
That's right.
So it's great to know.
And it isn't just sugar and carbohydrates. Consider this.
Yes.
The most recent testimonials from physicians and food, real food, natural food scientists point out inflammation is created by the sugar and the carbs converting to sugar, but safflower oil,
fats.
Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all create inflammation.
That's right.
Even on the quantity that you're eating, in excess of what sugar does. So you want to, they say, the super pure omega-3 fish oils clear out the inflammation, help to clear out inflammation, as does organic coconut oil and organic olive oil.
That's right.
Now, some people say they're using avocado oil, which is terrific in a cold application. But if you're cooking with avocado oil, it's very fragile.
That's right.
And it can turn from a very beneficial, healthy oil in about 15 seconds to something that is inflammatory.
Yeah, you just go to the broth cafe at Alive and Well and get the organic avocados served with all the organic vegetables.
Amen.
And all the organic proteins in magnificent combinations. And terrific, right?
I love those raw avocados.
Do you know, I'm going to, before I let you talk, I'm going to do a 1 second piece of a song. Because you always talk about telomeres, and now I'm finally learning how to say it correctly.
Aren't you
incredible?
The
little girl. I don't know why I keep falling back into my little childhood voice.
You're such a little sweetheart.
Well, when I was studying acting, they said don't talk from your throat. When I was studying acting, they said don't talk from your throat and in your mouth.
You're supposed to speak from the diaphragm, correct speaking, when I learned to be
then don't
a...
Talk,
but I can't
then
help
don't
it.
Talk through your nose.
It's not my nose. It's from my mouth.
Okay.
It's not my nose. Okay.
Let me hear your song. What's your new song?
So the thing is about the telomeres, about how telomeres are the source of life, and when they're destroyed, goodbye world, you know, and goodbye functionality. Functionality in all the different areas you talk about them. And I want, before I give you the stage, I don't have a real song. It's just but telomeres are so important, and nourishing telomeres for men and women. And I'll let you explain a little more, but just a one little line. Telomere for two, and two for telomere. That's me for you, and you for me. With all the telomeres, can't you see how happy we would be? Telomere, the champion.
God, I love it.
Champion.
You're terrific.
Thank you. Get me a job acting then, as well as
well,
nutrition.
You know, as long as your telomeres are sturdy and healthy, and long-length telomeres are more healthy than short-length telomeres. The shorter a telomere becomes, the closer the cell will die.
Uh-huh. Okay? Right, right.
So you want healthy cells. I mean, these are, folks, cells are something you can't even see. You are comprised of hundreds of gazillions of numbers of cells, and they just happen to accumulate into a formation that is you. Your stature, your height, your build, your brain, that is unique to you. And your telomeres are unique to you.
And their little message services, well, they're little message guys and gals, right? Getting those messages and all of that connection happening to all of your organs, right? Your heart, your brain, everything.
Right. And when the telomeres get short, then your lifespan, that cell's lifespan becomes shorter.
And then there are top doctors now that have reported the main nutrients. This is written up by the top doctors, which they printed up, about the top nutrients that raise the telomeres. You got to read this, Dan.
And what is the top of the list of the top doctors? They say a super multivitamin. Well, hooray. That's wonderful. That's super nutrition, okay? But what is a multiple vitamin? Multiple simply means more than one. You've got two ingredients, that's a multiple. If you have 35 ingredients, that's a multiple. Well,
and they were saying, well, how different multiple vitamins can be, right, dear?
That's the whole point.
That's
yes.
Right, and that's what they
said. The idea is to get something that's a comprehensive formula, high in the B vitamins, high in all the nutrients. You see, folks, for years we lived under the cloud of minimum daily requirement. The minimum daily requirement is the minimum that takes to keep a human being standing and breathing. How active that person is, how busy that person is, what challenges that person has to meet on a minute-by-minute basis in life. Nobody that I've ever known has given the minimum effort that ever accomplished anything. The minimum nutrient level gives you a minimum abilities. The optimum level, or the maximal level, you generally, people work at an optimum level. They give their best minute by minute, whatever their task might be, okay? So give your body, give your emotions, give your brain, give your bloodstream the optimal amount of nutrients, say holistic physician.
And they do a summation that agrees very much to you and point out why certain so-called multiples are not at all telomere raising like these are.
Well, let me read what this doctor says. A study of nearly 600 women ages 35 to 74 showed that those who took a daily multivitamin had telomeres that were much longer and looked for a higher quality multi, and don't skimp on this purchase. Seek out a product without dyes or preservatives. Supplements from discount stores are usually cheaper synthetic compounds. These formulations are not balanced. It's worth the price to get the top-notch ingredients that are properly formulated so you can actually digest them for your cells to use and help to strengthen and lengthen your telomeres. Well, that's what the multi-one.
The
we
healthy
have a product
one.
Called multi-one.
Yeah, the healthy one.
Okay, the healthy one.
Right, and it has the enzymes in it to make sure that you digest and utilize super high potencies and nutrients that support all your glandular functions, mm-hmm. but also to make that it is those there are specific enzymes in that to make sure that you digest that vitamin,
Amen.
Just like those doctors were saying.
Amen.
And all from foods, and it has organic foods in it too, and much more potency.
And it's all derived from food.
That's right.
It isn't a biochemical, or it isn't a chemical proposition.
No.
See, so many drug companies put out vitamins, and they'll give you 5 or 6, or maybe 10 or 11, but it's minimal amount of potency per serving, whatever that serving would be. Sometimes it's 3 capsules to get 1.3 milligrams of a B vitamin. Well, the healthy one gives you ultimate potencies in one or super ultimate potencies in two.
That's right.
And depending on your needs. But keep in mind, the B vitamins are so important. It isn't just one B vitamin for energy and one B vitamin for the brain. They all work together.
Synergistically. Okay. That's a good word over there. And a zillion other support nutrients in high amounts and organic greens. And it says right on it, the organic. And nutrients that support. What I love also is that there are supportive nutrients for the glandular functions, like the thyroid, the adrenals. They support and strengthen. You talking telomeres, talking healthy one. Okay?
There you go.
And go ahead.
Now, they also mentioned omega-3 fish oil. You've got to... I just read another... Besides, I'm going to read what they say about here. But I also just read a day or two ago about the incredible effect of super pure omega-3 fish oils on the brain.
Your brain is a fat. It's 60-70% of the fat, those two fatty acids in the super pure omega-3s. Your brain is that fat, that kind of fat.
And how it clears out the capillaries, tiny, tiny little microscopic blood passageways that become inflamed and burned off. Well, the super pure omega-3, they say. Now, this is, I wish I'd brought this in to read along. I'll read this one, and then we'll go back to the other one.
That's right. And remember, too, the Harvard doctors.
Says,
that's
what's talking about. Your body can't make this essential fatty acid. It has to come from your diet, the super omega-3. It says, and you can't eat enough fish to get the optimum dose. Studies show that people with the least amount of omega-3 in their system also have the shortest telomeres. Now, the shortest telomeres are near extinction for the telomere life. And when those telomeres get short, the cell itself, which contains those telomeres, dies.
That's right.
Okay?
Brain death. Without
so make sure your fish is supplemented, contains both DHA and EPA.
Right.
And yes, you get that from wild salmon, you get it from wild oysters, you get it from other wild Alaskan seafood. Atlantic salmon is a complete non-fish as far as
farmed.
It's all farmed.
That's right.
They've never seen an ocean. Okay.
That's right. And remember, they make this point here, which is so important. They make the point that it has to be in the utmost purity. That's why we were fanatic about getting molecular distillation of the super pure omega-3.
You got it.
Because then that, and it says on it, that means in millions of parts, there's never a contaminant. And that's not using chemicals to do that. Never, it's molecular distillation. Never a chemical, cadmium, lead, mercury, you name it, not in there whatsoever. And at a terrific price, you're also getting, just like they say, the maximum huge amount of EPA and DHA.
And that's, let me see, from other sources, we've come across this information for years. Holistic physicians recommend getting a minimum of 3,000 milligrams or 3
that's
grams.
That's what they say right there. A minimum of 3,000, just like you said. Terrific, Dan.
Of EPA and DHA. Those are the anti-inflammatory fatty acids in wild salmon.
Right.
Okay. Again, I'll repeat, do not eat Atlantic salmon if you want to get any kind of fish, healthy fish oil, because Atlantic salmon are not ocean fish. They're fed in big ponds. They've never seen wildlife, okay? I was going to say something else, but let's move on. Ah, the other, to maintain healthy telomeres and vibrant telomeres, Cardio CoQ10.
Yes, and they make the distinction about why that's the most important form and what it does.
This is the most powerful antioxidant that protects telomeres, says the doctors. It preserves cellular energy. It creates cellular energy.
Adenosine triphosphate, cellular energy.
Amen, baby. Telomeres depend on CardioQ10 energy for maintenance and for upkeep. And the form of CardioQ10 best used by the body is 100% ubiquinol, which
that's
is
right.
What CardioQ10.
CardioQ10, 100%.
It's a special form of CardioQ10, which is a patented product from a doctor in Japan. It's a phenomenal product.
It really is amazing. And it's so small and easy to take. I love it.
Yeah.
And you just feel, remember that the heart can't pump. The heart is a muscle. The heart can't pump without the CardioCoQ10. It produces the energy for that pumping. It does produces energy throughout the body and all the muscles. And the statin drugs, the cholesterol drugs, and it's well known, rob the body of that CoQ10, rob it. And by doing that, They're weakening the heart as a muscle. Kidney failure can be caused because all the muscles get into a lot of pain and because they break down because they don't have the cardio-Q10. And the kidneys fail because they get overloaded with this stuff. And the brain can't work without it. And so that's why listed in the black box warning, they talk about senility of the brain and, you know, brain breakdown and the heart, et cetera, and so forth. Go right ahead. You were talking.
Okay.
Why the black box warning?
Oftentimes, right. Oftentimes in talking with folks, they'll say, "My heart's okay. I just had a physical. Everything's fine. I don't need to take any fish oil."
And diabetes. I did forget. I'm sorry. I just came back. It shows that it causes blood. You know, statin drugs do. Go right ahead, sweetie.
And they mentioned that they feel that their heart is fine. They just had a checkup. Everything's in good shape, says the doctor. Well, and I just mentioned what holistic physicians point out all the time, and that is that your heart at your present age of 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 is not the same vital pumping muscle that it was at 18. At 18, you could run a 100-yard dash all day long. Time and time and time again. Now at your age, can you run a 100-yard dash? Once? No, of course you can't, because you'd be exhausted. But your heart has to be able to pump that same wonderful blood in your body just as efficiently as it did when you were 18.
Okay, so you know how I love Maurice Chevalier? You know, in Gigi, how wonderful the old guy was in Gigi? And he sang a song, "I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore. I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore." Well, you want to be young, or you want to take the nutrient that makes you young, okay? Right, Maurice?
You're right, Maurice. Sing on, my friend. But Maurice was talking about his love triangles.
I understand that. I understand.
What the holistic physicians were talking about, the ability of your heart muscle to perform like the muscle it was when you were 18. It doesn't. It's like any other muscle in your body. As you age, it becomes weaker, more flaccid. It cannot perform the function of getting the oxygen delivered to your brains and your heart and your little toe and your liver and your kidneys and your lungs. The heart's job is to pump the blood. Did you know this? That a heart cell, no cell, let me just take a minute here. You can't see a human cell. If you put somebody says, "Look on this plate, I've got a human cell." Oh, yeah? You can't see it. It's microscopic. It's tiny. But a heart cell has to have, every cell in your body has mitochondria. Those mitochondria produce the energy for that one cell. And then you put all the cells in your heart, there's 5,000 mitochondria per cell in every heart cell in every cell in your heart. How do you get enough of those things together to compose a 1.5 or 2 pound muscle that's going to pump 100,000 times a day, which is what the heart does, and pumps and moves 2,000 gallons of blood?
Right, and can I say too that one of the leading causes of deaths of people is congestive heart failure. When the heart can't pump the way you're talking about it, and it doesn't do it effectively, the lungs can fill up with fluid and all of that. So there's many other side effects that can be very deadly to people.
And those side effects you're talking about, honey, it's insufficient oxygen, insufficient nutrients, which cause weakening of every cell in your body. But get back to the 2,000 gallons of blood. Who could possibly conceive of any of your heart pumping 2,000 gallons of blood every 24 hours? You got an 18-wheeler tractor-trailer truck driving from Brooklyn to San Francisco does not burn 2,000 gallons of fuel. But that heart pumps 2,000 gallons of blood. And that's energizing the mitochondria of your brain. Isn't life an incredible miracle?
It is an incredible.
The heart is a miracle.
That's right.
And the fact that it's pumping blood to every cell, every invisible cell, which all put together makes you, makes me, makes every human being, invisible cells suddenly congealed into a single human being.
Right. And listen, you have to hear this. This is unreal. This is Jonathan Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T-M-D, and he is the head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, a very famous, holistically minded, powerful medical doctor reporting. And this is on the clinical trials, and they are all cited here, okay? The annual report of the National Poison Data Control System, okay? Now, here's here. Zero deaths from vitamins, says the doctor. Zero deaths from minerals. Supplement safety confirmed by America's largest database. And here he's quoting the 39th annual report from the American Association of Poison Control Centers shows zero deaths from vitamins. Confirming data is published in the medical journal Clinical Toxicology. And no deaths whatsoever. And he lists on and on, vitamin A, niacin, vitamin B6, or any other B vitamin, no deaths from vitamin C, vitamin D3, vitamin E, no deaths from any multiple vitamins, no deaths from any vitamin at all. He underlines that. Furthermore, there were no fatalities from any mineral supplements. And guess what? He says, they talk about each year, there's a total of well over 80 billion doses annually. Okay?
Of what?
On this 80 billion, okay, no deaths from minerals. This is, he says it should be on the evening news. Why not? Two-thirds of the U.S. population takes daily nutritional supplements. A poll indicated that for American adults, the number is 86%. But let's even use that lower number. Should each of these people take one single tablet of a vitamin today, that still makes over 220 million individual doses per day. A total of well over 80 billion doses annually. The safety then of vitamin supplements becomes even all the more remarkable. Throughout the entire year, coast to coast, across the entire USA, says the doctor in the reports, there was not one single death from a vitamin or mineral supplement. If supplements, says Dr. Wright, are allegedly so dangerous as the FDA and the news media and certain physicians still claim, then where are the bodies?
And the pharmaceutical industry, which continually warns you against vitamins.
Yes, and he says, then where are the bodies? Where are the bodies?
They ain't.
Okay? And this is all of that quoted from the annual report of the National Poison Data System from America's Poison Centers, 39th Annual Report of Clinical Toxicology, all of that.
So can you get over this? All the warnings about too many vitamins. Keep this in mind, folks. Most vitamins are dispensed in the minimum daily requirement heading, okay? You need X amount of vitamins for your health a day, X amount. Well, and the numbers they give you, for instance, in a B vitamin would be 1.3 milligrams per day, okay? Now, that's what the old heading was, the minimum daily requirement. But the same geniuses who established the minimum daily requirement have changed the heading from minimum daily requirement to recommended daily allowance, okay? Well, the recommended daily allowance are the same numbers they used to put out for the minimum daily requirement. The minimum daily requirement is just enough to keep you standing and breathing, maybe alive, okay? But do you know anybody who gives the minimum in any effort they do in life?
Absolutely not. If you were an athlete, would you give yourself the minimum of energy and workout and everything else? Minimum?
If you were a mother or a housewife or a husband or anybody, you give your optimum performance.
Exactly.
Whatever you address to the job to be done. Okay? It's an optimum, which requires more energy, more vitality, more concentration, more neurotransmitter activity, more of life.
Right.
But 1.3 milligrams? Well, you can sit and watch TV. You could maybe fiddle your toes in a pool, but does anybody spend their life doing that.
You know,
got to get out, and you got to work, and you got to progress.
And how they hide, and I applaud the doctors, like Dr. Joseph Mercola, MD, because he does a fact-checked reporting of all the clinical trials. Not his opinion. Mm-hmm. Not his opinion. Not out of the air. But medical studies confirmed. And he has here a report, and all the clinical trials showing that vitamin D3 daily reduces cancer mortality by huge numbers.
Yep.
And he goes on, he says, he just gives a few of the top points here. Okay? He says, among people who took daily vitamin D3 doses of 5,000 to 50,000 daily, no adverse effects were found whatsoever.
Did you get that 50,000?
Even 50,000.
50,000.
Right.
When
and
you tell
says,
a doctor you're going to get 50,000 of vitamin D3, oh, better look out. Better look out because vitamin D is really kind of a hormone, you know, and it might very well upset your whole balance. Well, and it's, oh, it's, oh, scare,
as a matter
scare,
of
scare.
Fact, he says a 2023 medical systematic review and meta-analyses found that daily vitamin D3 supplementation reduced cancer mortality by a minimum of 12%, and they found that women with a vitamin D3 level at or above 60 nanograms a milliliter, I'll let you explain that in a minute, had an 82% lower risk of breast cancer.
Above 60?
Compared to those with levels below 20 nanograms a milliliter. Can you explain about the nanograms a milliliter?
Yeah, yeah. It is estimated by holistic physicians and other doctors who support this article Mona's reading, point out that 80% of the U.S. population is deficient in vitamin D3. Deficient, which means what? Less than 20 nanograms per milliliter of blood. 20 nanograms is just enough to keep you walking. It's, again, it's a minimum daily requirement for every healthy human being in America. Follow the advice of the drug cartel, and that's all you have to do. Well, folks, when you get blood levels of 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 nanograms per milliliter, say the holistic physicians, you don't get cancer.
That's what they said here, you know, that, and it, just they listed here just one, but then they went over and said the women with a vitamin D3 level above the 60 nanograms had an 82% lower risk of breast cancer, okay, and there was no adverse effects, and daily vitamin D3 supplementation was particularly beneficial to people age 70 and over, as well as those who took it daily and were later diagnosed with cancer. They go on and say all kinds of forms. Risk of lung cancer, colorectal cancer, says the doctor, breast cancer, bladder cancer, and lymphoma are much higher in people with low vitamin D3 levels, while having higher levels is associated, and he quotes the medical trials, with a better prognosis in case of breast and colorectal cancers.
Of every form
and
of cancer.
Every form. And then I'm going to let you read this, Dan, because he says here, and then he quotes the research. Read this here. It says, many studies show vitamin D3 lowers risk of all cancer deaths. Okay?
Yep.
Can you go read that whole thing that he's quoting? And it's all medical trials.
Before I read this, I want to mention this. 20 nanograms per milliliter of blood is a deficient level. More people have levels of 10 or 5. And they're always sick. There's always a health. They're always on a medication, another drug, another procedure. But holistic physicians say your body creates life. If you give it life-giving substances like vitamin D3, or you don't want to take a capsule of vitamin D3, go lay in the sun for a half an hour with no clothes on. That'll give you vitamin D3. Amazing. All that toxicity from vitamin D3, you're going to get from the sun with no problem whatsoever.
But however, okay? When people, because of the burning of the skin and because of skin cancer, et cetera, they're using sunblocks. They're
right.
Using things to put on the skin that are preventing the vitamin D3 from being absorbed. And if they're out there bathing in the water, they're washing it off too. So the important thing is to take the supplementation.
You got it,
go
baby.
And read that.
Here's many studies show vitamin D3 lowers risk of cancer death. Okay, word for word, folks, here it comes. Other research also supports vitamin D's role in protecting against cancer death. In one study of 25,000 patients, vitamin D3 supplementation was found to reduce the risk for metastatic cancer and death by 17%. The risk was reduced by as much as 38% among those who also maintained a healthy weight.
Now, remember when they're saying metastatic, a lot of people may not understand that word. That means cancer that has spread throughout the body.
Sure.
So that one simple, wondrous little nutrient. Go ahead.
What's particularly noteworthy, they say, is the study only gave participants 2,000 units of vitamin D daily. That's considered a very low dose, folks, and didn't measure their blood levels in the whole study. Despite these research flaws, a significant benefit was still found. However, other research has found even more striking benefits. Get this. Take, for example, a grassroots health analysis published in June 2018 in PLOS 1. It showed women with vitamin D level at or above 60 nanograms per milliliter had 82% lower risk of breast cancer compared to those with levels below 20 nanograms per milliliter.
Isn't that so critically important? Isn't that so amazingly important? And when you couple it with other incredible nutrients like using natural progesterone cream, even on the tissues, which has been shown to fill receptor sites in breast, endometrial, and ovarian tissue and not allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens to cause cells and lumps growth. That's what I experienced, having that one when it saved me that way. And natural vitamin E, as the Shute brothers said, which enabled the liver to detoxify excess estrogens. So remember, these are team players. And the super pure fish oils are really incredible for their connection with a breast cancer and lowering that risk.
But getting
that's
back to the levels of vitamin D3.
Right.
Okay. I mentioned before that 20 nanograms is where most officials talk about being an all right level. You don't need any more than 20 nanograms. And then other doctors say, well, maybe take it up to 60 nanograms for better health. But holistic physicians say take it up even further. Because the higher the blood level of vitamin D3 goes, the higher level of health your body creates. It's just as simple as that. An earlier United Kingdom study found that having a vitamin D3 level above 60 nanograms resulted in an 83% lower risk of breast cancer. So above 60, well, I better look out. It might be dangerous. We don't really know.
Zero danger.
Yeah.
Zero danger.
But keep in mind, these are minds. These are people who've spent their life receiving information from the drug manufacturers. Drug manufacturers have to make repeated sales to stay in business.
Yes.
They don't just have one miracle drug which solves all the problems of the world. They've got a whole host of drugs they have to push on a regular basis. What prevents the sale of those drugs? Healthy people. Right. Healthy people are created by healthy nutrients. It's just as simple as day and night.
That's right.
Okay, let me finish this article. An earlier UK found a vitamin D level of 60 nanograms resulted in an 83% lower risk of breast cancer, which is nearly identical to the Grassroots Health 2018 analysis. Another meta-analysis looking at breast cancer reviewed 70 observational studies, finding that for each 2 nanograms per milliliter increase in vitamin D3 level, there was a corresponding 6% decrease in breast cancer incidence.
Every inch you went upwards,
absolutely.
It fell and fell and fell, just with overall, that great supplement.
Overall, the doctors say this translates into a 71% reduced risk when you increase your vitamin D level from 20 nanograms, which is minimal, not minimal, very low, but considered normal for most of the medical community, 20 nanograms per milliliter to 60 nanograms per milliliter.
Isn't that phenomenal? Right. And even the bladder and the other forms of cancer that it's also connecting. And you know, Dennis,
can I just finish this thing on cancer?
Oh, go right ahead.
Okay. And vitamin D, the doctor goes on to talk about vitamin D3 curing pancreatic cancer.
Right.
Whoa.
Wow. That's supposed to be so deadly, correct?
Absolutely. Vitamin D3 can even help in cases of pancreatic cancer, one of the deadliest forms of cancer, with a 5-year survival rate of just 7.2%. That's what without the vitamin D3.
Yes, only 7%.
Okay. Researchers published the case of an 83-year-old woman with pancreatic cancer who errantly took super therapeutic doses of vitamin D of 50,000 units a day, achieving a serum of blood level of 150 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D3 in her blood with no side effects.
Amazing. Okay. Absolutely incredible. And going along with this, right along, that Dr. McProhl reporting again on this supplement can be the answer to tumors. And here's another tremendous body. It's the NAC+.
I
want to abbreviate that. We could spend all day, but our time is limited. So here's how he's reporting about the medical studies. NAC Plus restores the sensitivity of drug-resistant breast cancer cells to treatment, according to researchers from the Department of Biomedicine at the University of Basel in Switzerland. NAC unexpectedly even increased the medication alpelisib's effectiveness in previously resistant cancer cells, and the NAC prevents DNA damage, cancer, and other mutation-related diseases via inhibition of invasion and metastases of the cancer. And another medical study found that NAC Plus inhibits the growth, adhesion, migration, and invasion of human bladder cancer cells.
Incredible.
Beyond its role as a cancer fighter, says the doctor, NAC Plus can help ward off premature aging, and offers benefits for neurological health, stroke, COVID-19, and much, much more. He already says it's already valued in the medical field for increases glutathione in the body, which prevents liver damage in cases of acetaminophen and Tylenol overdoses. It reduces acetyl toxicity.
FDA has been doing its best to get NAC taken off the market.
Of course they do. Okay. It threatens their drugs. And it goes on to say that it helps fight resistant breast cancer. So the two of those together would be terrific. The most common cancer, and then the reports in all of the things, okay, and how it stops the mutation that actually causes the
cancer.
And
all of that kind of pales in comparison. I mean, my condition pales a bit in comparison to cancer. Of having emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and taking NAC+, and within a year, I no longer had any evidence that the disease was there, nor was there any evidence I ever had the condition.
Right,
no
and they go tissue. On to say that in the clinical trials, NAC was effective in fighting skin, ovarian, endometrial, lung, and bladder cancers. NAC+, they say, would be useful for treatment of multiple drug-resistant cancers, report the researchers. And this is exactly what the top doctor said, quote, as N-acetylcysteine is a safe and natural additive, the result is highly relevant for cancer clinical research. This is amazing.
It goes on and on
about all the benefits. We have so many incredible benefits of what nutrients, and again, remember Jonathan Wright's reporting, Centers for Disease Control, all that whole thing, zero deaths.
That's right.
Zero mortality, okay?
Because nutrition is the very essence of sustenance, of life, of creating new life within every invisible cell in your body. Just like we talked a minute ago about CardioQ10, about how it increases the strength of every cell and the mitochondrial production and energy of every cell in your body.
Absolutely. It's amazing what nutrients can do, and to learn more about what nutrients can do, to have the fabulous food we have at the wonderful broth cafe at Alive and Well, the magnificent supplements, organically produced, the greatest prices everywhere, anywhere. And remember, call the 877-4950 if you want to sit down and talk with Dennis and Mona, not doctors, don't pretend to be. Just sharing great information like we're sharing with you now one-on-one in a really fabulous environment. We are there for you, but make an appointment so we're there for you.
It's 877-4950. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.